Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Adkusuk, a small Inupiat community south of Barrow on the Mead River.
My name is Shirlene Kohook, and I work for the city of Adkusuk. It's a small village. There's less than 250 people. We have one school going from kindergarten from age 3 all the way to high school. We have one store, a fire department, a public works, and of course the city building, which holds a lot of the recreational activities for our village. It's mostly like almost swampy tundra, and it's really frozen and flat during the winter, and summertime it gets a lot of mosquitoes. It's to the point where you don't want to go out during the summer. It's just for 1 month out of every year, it's like that. But it grows a lot of small vegetation and flashes of color from the small tundra flowers, so it's really pretty. I think a lot of people would prefer summer because that's when most of the activities go on, like the hunting and the fishing, the berry picking, stuff like that. From the city building, we have our meetings here. We also hold bingo, pull tabs, games here. We also use the building for Eskimo dance practices, cakewalk fundraisers, stuff like that. A lot of the guys, especially the younger guys, love to go snow machine riding. You see kids everywhere on the snow hills, like digging little snow caves or sliding. There's also the subsistence life. Our diets mainly consist of the animals that we catch off our land, mainly caribou, geese, fish, and ptarmigans.
Shirlene Kagak is the city clerk in Adkusuk. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Schwing, Dave Waldron, and Annie Feit. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ann Bryce.